This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan, 9 o'clock hour. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton and Aiden fist pumping in the back. KNC Masterpiece, Crosstalk, 940.
Alec too good for fist pumping back there?
Who's he was doing it. He was fist pumping.
All right. He was fist pumping. I was just making sure. He was just, that wasn't even fist pumping. He was just trying to show off those biceps.
Yeah, who's the next doing. Sam Darnold? Well, that's coming up at 9:20.
Look at Alec flexing back there.
Man, Alec.
I love you, Alec.
Alec ruined my my entire sense of gym bros here. And he doesn't even know about it. And it happened, and I'm not going to talk about it, but he ruined it.
You're going to have to tell him during the break then.
Tell him during the break. I got who's the next Sam Darnold coming up at 9:20. Bobby went out to the Globe last night for a little exhibition game. We are the home of Rangers baseball. We had the game last night in the Fan, Thursday opening day, 10 o'clock, KNC Masterpiece, 305 first pitch. Here the game right here. We'll be at the Firehouse in Keller Fire Station number 1 on Friday. Sean and RJ's Firehouse tour rolls on for the 2025 campaign.
Yes, 455 Keller Smithfield Road South. 455 Keller Smithfield Road South. That's Keller Fire Station number 1. Come out and see me, Chop, and Eric Chiafalo. From 6 to 10 a.m. Yeah. It'll be a good old time. Can't wait to see all you guys out there in Keller. I know we got a big presence out there, so that'll be fun. And yeah, you mentioned opening day, Thursday, going to be a big deal. We've got a KNC Masterpiece out there from 10 to 2, and then live coverage right here. You can only hear the games right here on 105 through the Fan. And, I mean, gosh, we're hooking people up all week with tickets.
Rangers tickets expressway.
Are hot right now.
How was the game last night? Anything new over at the Globe that you noticed?
I mean, just the fact that they had I think that's the first time I've ever sat in the ballpark with the roof open. I don't think I've gone to a game where it's been open.
That's great. It's awesome.
It's just beautiful. And it's one of those things where you and I have talked about it before. You used the word earlier today, sterile. I think that's always been the best word to use for it. You're also breaking it in a little bit. It needs some time to build up some character. But it does feel like very museum-like, right? Like you almost feel like, all right, don't touch anything. This is all very clean and fresh and new, and just something about you open it up to the sky there, you get the sunlight coming in, and it's just like, this is baseball. This feels like a real deal ballpark right now.
Yeah.
It's a beautifully constructed ballpark, typically, but it feels a little too sterile. It feels like you should be, you know, showing off priceless works of art in there rather than playing baseball.
It can. Did you notice any of the new food items out there?
I did not.
Okay. Well, I've got them for you. The Rangers have debuted various food items over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had the Boomstick Burger in 2023. Remember they had the original Boomstick was a hot dog over a decade ago. They got that thing out there. It was a 24-inch hot dog. Well, you know, they've got more. They've got new food items out at the ballpark. Of course, Hurtado has been out there for a couple of years. They got the new Big Papa Potato. It's a large baked potato stuffed with butter, cheddar cheese, shredded brisket, and topped with sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Sounds delicious. I got to tell you, man, that I have not been able to stop thinking about that burger I had at Hurtado a couple weeks back when they were doing their grand opening. That Big Mike burger is so damn good. Holy cow.
They have also, from Hurtado, the smoked wings, four whole smoked wings sections served with sweet baby rays, available at the Hurtado stand in section 141. In section 132, they've got the Boomstick Burrito, a 26-inch flour tortilla, rice, beans, seasoned taco meat, nacho cheese, pico, lettuce, and sour cream.
All right, I got a question for you, Chop. I'm going to need you to make a ruling here. I'm glad you mentioned the Boomstick Burrito. Tell me, is this something... Last night we posted the video of Kristen having to guess things on at the ballpark, like naming the warning track, which she said that has a name.
Yeah.
Different things like that. Somebody on here did, on the comments, had mentioned that. They said, could she take down the Boomstick Burrito? Just a random question. Was that an innuendo or like a joke, or did I, or was he just genuinely asking, do you think, if she could take down the Boomstick Burrito?
He was trying to draw you offside.
Yeah, I think he was trying to draw me offside. Yeah.
So like, you know, that could be a, you know.
I think it's plausible deniability.
There could be innuendo there.
Yes.
Right? He could be, I mean, he could be saying like, you know, because she really said that she had built the appetite.
It. Yeah.
She built for it. Yeah,
like call her. But little, can she take it down, Bobby?
Little beefy.
Like, could she?
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Would I be with her?
Section 106. This is for you, Peyton, because you just came back from Boston. Section 106.
Pumping tea in the harbor.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
A lobster roll and lobster nachos. That's all in section 106. I'm down with that.
Probably more affordable than the lobster that Peyton was eating on in Boston.
But it was good.
They had a hot dog triple play in Section 3, Section 121, and Section 225. The Texas chili cheese dog, the bacon wrap dog, and the rotating third dog. I guess there's a rotating. Blue mint Thai in Section 127. They got the drunken noodles. They got the spicy rice, the spring rolls, the crab rangoons. Bacon on a stick.
What are drunken noodles? Is it just like alcohol infused noodles or something like
think,
that?
I don't think it has anything to do with alcohol.
Let me look it up.
I don't think it has anything to do with alcohol. So you got a lot of new food items. A lot of new food items out of the ballpark or the globe.
Drunken noodles, they get their name from that because the theory is that these spicy Thai noodles should be eaten with an ice cold beer. So that's the theory.
No kidding?
That's what it says here on what is this? Recipe 10 Eats is what
wow.
It says there.
Wow. I saw this from CBS. CBS believes, now first of all, and this is what I've thought about this for a while, like, you know, the only sport that has parity anymore is Major League Baseball, because they're the only sport that doesn't produce a back-to-back champ like ever.
Mm-hmm.
And football,
ask Boach,
you know, football has had one as recently as last year. The NBA had one in 2018. The NHL had a repeat champ in 2021. WNBA 2 years ago, college football in 22. We just saw a men's basketball repeat. Hey, did you see Juju Watkins? She got hurt out for the year. That happened last night. Her WNBA season's over. It hadn't even started yet. And then, you know, because she's like now, she's obviously at USC still. You know, women's college basketball, we had one in 2016. But in Major League Baseball, we haven't had one this century. The Yankees won three straight, 98 to 2000. But there wasn't back-to-back in this century.
Boy, we were in a really strong dynasty era in professional sports right then, too. Because that was 98 to 2000 was the Yankees. Then you had the Lakers run right after that.
Bulls run just before it, 96 to 98.
Bulls before that. And then, yeah, you had the back-to-back Broncos titles. And then on the back end of that was when the Patriots went 3-4. So we had a nice little
four,
run.
You had, I think...
The Cowboys were in the 90s, too.
The Cowboys were early 90s, of course, 3-4. The Devils won like 3-7.
Stars should have won.
Stars should have won back to back. The Avalanche won 2-4. It was didn't the Red Wings have a couple in a row?
Mm-hmm.
In like the mid aughts?
According to Moneypuck.
CBS believes that there are 24 teams that legitimately could stake a case to the World Series, to being a champ this year.
24?
I don't see how that's remotely possible.
Who are the six that can't?
Well, it would be White Sox, Rockies, Marlins, A's, Angels, Nats.
Sweet. Two of them in the AL.
I don't see how the Pirates, Cardinals. I don't see how the Rays can do it. I don't see how the Blue Jays.
But you know what? The
Tigers
Cardinals
aren't ready.
Even if they lose the World Series, the Cardinals will be sure to tip your hat.
Yeah, they will.
Tip their hat to you.
Yeah, they will. So, but who's the number one team in the American League, according to CBS? It is the Texas Rangers.
Look at that.
Following the last several weeks, the person wrote this said, I'm so high on this team in the last several weeks, I'm worried it's gotten to be too much and I need to back off. They are fourth overall in baseball. Dodgers, Phillies, Braves, and the Rangers. Then Arizona, the Mets. Then the Astros, Red Sox, Orioles, Yankees. Yankees were fourth. Now they're down to 10th. In this one.
By the way,
Mariners.
Real quick, just to be fair to Damon Potts on the YouTube, he says, how are y'all not going to show my Spurs some love with your title runs there in the NBA too? All right, fine. Yes.
Yeah, you know what?
Spurs had back-to-back.
Didn't win back-to-back. No dynasty.
But they won several in the course of that little stretch there.
Yeah, they won five in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
99, 03, 05, 07.
Yeah, and then they...
So four. Four yes. and 8 years.
So they had the Giants dynasty stretch.
Yeah, they did. They really did. But I mean, I'm high on this team. I think they're the best team in the American League West. And I think they're probably right there as the best team in the American League. ESPN simulated the season outcomes for several players, and they just wanted to see what they came to. And here's what it says for Jake DeGrom. I mean, sign me up. 12-3 with a 2.32, 166 innings pitched, 217 Ks.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. In a four-inning start last Wednesday, he averaged 95.5 with his fastball. He wasn't completely airing it out. It's probably not realistic to expect the 200-plus innings he delivered from 17 to 19. He hasn't thrown over 100 innings since 2019. So the above line feels like a best-case scenario. The Rangers will take a decent workload with great results. Look, if they get that from Jake DeGrom, I mean, holy cow, sign me up. The only thing that really disappointed me out of this simulated season was Max Scherzer's, who's now with the Blue Jays. And they have him at 18-4 with a 2.85 and a 4.3 war. I'm sorry, maybe they put the booster on these simulations.
They're not accounting for injuries there. That's what
no! No!
I mean, didn't we all feel like there was a point last year where it's like, okay, he's done. Scherzer's just... I honestly was not sure he was going to go anywhere after last season.
Yeah. They've got Kyle Schwarber hitting 60 home runs, Brent Rooker hitting 53 bombs and winning the MVP award. Okay. It seems a bit much.
It's a little much, ESPN. You might need to... you might have it on rookie simulation settings.
They really might. They really might have it on rookie. They got Shohei batting 340. With 56 homers and a 10 war, and then, you know, having a really good, you know, season pitching, 11-3, 3.49 ERA, and a 2.7 war. I just don't know that his arm's gonna hold up. Like they're not gonna burn him out like there to give him 30 starts.
My big time enemy, Shohei Ohtani, for that just ego of his. Just egomaniac with his dog and everything else.
Let me tell you how you were impacted by Shohei.
Please don't do this. Sean, I've already heard enough from Sean. Comparing me to Orlovsky.
This is how you play for the Dodgers.
I don't need to hear that I'm like Shohei.
You are a member of the LA Dodgers. So when they were in Japan, right, they played a couple of games last week at the Tokyo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei treated the entire team to this amazing, extravagant sushi dinner. Okay? He brought in a top sushi chef. They had an enormous tuna, like this 500-pound tuna, whatever, just this massive tuna. They were cutting straight off the tuna. And Freddie Freeman was like, he was refusing to eat it. He was so petrified and so paranoid about eating it. And they finally talked him into it, and he ate it. And he goes, that's not bad.
Oh, nope.
But he is Bobby Belt. Bobby Belt is the hike your pants up too high Freddie Freeman.
No, he lost me there because he ended up saying, it's not too bad. You know damn well, Chop, what happens when I get something set in my head? When it's set in my head, it's set in my head.
It's set in your head.
It's done.
I wonder why.
It's over. It's done with. because I'm an American chop, and I can I'm gonna just believe in what I believe in, and what I believe in is that you can't have seafood, period, and you can't eat other things from a seafood restaurant because it will contaminate the taste.
Well, this is just a sushi guy. It was in a ballroom in a hotel, and Shohei said you are gonna eat that. You are gonna put that in your mouth, and you are gonna eat that sushi. And he did, and he liked it.
And then he said,
he said, it's not that bad. He said, it's not that bad.
And did he say, God. Did he say, do you enjoy that grand slam? You like that ring on your finger over there? Shohei, how about you shut up?
Shohei didn't do much.
Take your seat over there.
I like it, Poppy. He didn't do much.
Who is the next Sam Darnold in the NFL? Next to the fan. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40. Come see us. Come hang out with us. Firehouse Station number one in Keller on Friday for the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour, 6 to 10 a.m. We'll be out there in Keller hanging out with the Tolos, giving you Whataburger brekkie and, of course, the Tolo aprons.
Yes, the barbecue aprons. You'll be out there grilling in style all year long with the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour aprons. And you can get those exclusively starting with the 2025 Tour at 455 Keller Smithfield Road South. On Friday, 455 Keller Smithfield Road South in Keller. That's Keller Fire Station number one. Myself, RJ Choppy, and Eric Chiafalo out there hanging out with you guys all 4 hours. It's going to be a party, so we hope to see you out there. Chop, I came across this article from The Athletic at the end of last week, and this is something that was really an interesting question to me because this is something we reference a lot just naturally on the air. Whenever we're talking about examples of giving up on quarterbacks or how long it takes for quarterbacks to hit, it specifically felt like it came up a lot with Trey Lance when he was here and talking about trying to bank on something with him. And I'd love to get some of the feedback on this on the Twitch, on the YouTube, over on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Who do you think is the next rags-to-riches quarterback? So in recent years, if you look over the history of the NFL, the recent history of the NFL, the last decade or so, we've seen four really prominent examples of guys who were considered busts, who revived their careers and turned into legitimate players or legitimate options.
Mm-hmm.
Started with Ryan Tannehill. You also had after that Geno Smith kind of bouncing back, reestablishing his career while he was in Seattle. He's now with the Raiders. Then you had Baker Mayfield, who looked dead in the water at one point with Carolina and the Rams and ended up playing really well for Tampa Bay. They're really happy with him now. And then the most recent version of this, we think, potentially, is Sam Darnold after his year in Minnesota, which got him a nice little payday. So over at The Athletic, they took a look at the just various quarterbacks who might be the next rags-to-riches quarterback. Who could sustain it? Who could be the next one up? So when they take a look at new quarterback contracts and different guys who may be options for this, they break them up into different tiers. Tier one is he can carry his team each week. Team wins because of him. Expertly handles situations. Has no real holes in his game. Tier two, he can carry his team sometimes, not as consistently. Tier three, legitimate starter, but needs a heavy running game or defensive component to win. Tier four, unproven player or veteran who ideally would not start all 17 games. And tier five, not a starter, period. So that's how they've typically used their tier system in their rankings every year.
Right.
So they said the most likely to ascend in 2020 after the 2025 season are Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones. They said that Daniel Jones with the Indianapolis Colts might have a little bit of a reset and an ability to sort of fall into place and settle into place. Most likely to hold his trajectory is Geno Smith. And the greatest boom or bust potential is Justin Fields. And the guy they don't know, wild card, is Mac Jones. So those are of the quarterbacks who signed deals this offseason. But it asks a broader question. Allows you to think outside the box a little bit. Who do you think is the quarterback right now that has the best chance to be this next one? Because to me, there's not a wrong answer. Nobody would have projected those four quarterbacks to become the level of players that they had been. So this is a good exercise, I think, to just take a look and say, all right, who do I still buy stock in a little bit? And Chop, yeah, we'll lead off with you. Which quarterback stands out? Just some of the names that are out there in recent history. Daniel Jones, we just mentioned. Mac Jones, Justin Fields. You've got Trey Lance, Drew Lock, Kenny Pickett, some others out there. So where do you lead off with?
So The traits of Geno and Baker and Darnold, like all of them had, they were all good throwers.
Yeah.
So like I was thinking of like the first one that came to mind was like Justin Fields. I was like, you know, like, is he a good thrower? He's not, like, to me, Geno was a better thrower. You know, like he didn't.
Geno's so clean mechanically.
Yeah. Baker's a better thrower. Like, doesn't mean they're, that doesn't mean that, you know, that the other ones are bad. It's just like Darnold's a better thrower. I actually think Bryce Young is one of them.
He looked like he cleaned up a lot at the end of last year.
Listen, I know he's a nut, and I love him to death. I will forever hold out hope for Jameis.
I like that.
He's got a good arm. You know, a lot of the problem with at least with Sam Darnold and with Geno, it was the processing of the game. You know, to me, the reason backups stay backups is they're scared of throwing the ball downfield. You have to be able to put. There is no fear with Jameis.
No,
and he forgets the mistakes. He's like, fine, block it out of your head. So I think Jameis is one of them. And I still think, you know, Mac Jones can turn into something with the right system around him. But you know, we're seeing it more and more now. I guess if I had to answer, I would take Bryce. That's the safest one of the bunch.
3-2-5. Dak Prescott, give him time, bro. Yeah, okay. Thanks, 3-2-5. Appreciate it. Yeah, some of the answers that we're getting here on contributor here. Gregory on the YouTube says Anthony Richardson will be the next Sam Darnold. This is an interesting name here. 817 says T-Law. Do you view, he obviously has not lived up to expectation, but do you view Trevor Lawrence as somebody who's a bit of a, like would fall into this category? Because I don't think I would.
He's been too good to be in that category. He's been a disappointment from like the generational, but he's still been like, he hasn't been a bum.
Not a fan. 105.3 on the Twitch says, I was about to say Jameis too. And here's my answer from the 336. I can't let go of him. I loved him too much before the draft. And the 336 says, his bold prediction, his wild prediction that he's going with here is that Zach Wilson will take Tua's job in Miami.
I could see Zach Wilson.
I think I loved Zach Wilson when he was coming out of BYU. I thought he was going to be fantastic, and it just never clicked into place for him. A lot of it felt like confidence issues and some of the mental struggles. I think the Jets break everybody.
Listen. If Geno, Sam, and Zach all turn into what Geno and Sam and Baker have turned into, you ought to just pack the franchise up.
Look, I mean, I think Zach Wilson was so talented. Like, there was so much about him when you watched him that looked Mahomes-like at times in college. And it fell apart there with the Jets so quickly. I wonder if just, hey, a little humble, go to Miami, spend some time under McDaniel, some of the different things they do there. It might boost him up a little bit. It might revive him. Zach Wilson's the one that I can't just completely give up on yet. So that's my pick. Zach Wilson will be the one who eventually revives his career. 469, let's get a little buck wild on this Tuesday morning and say Daniel Jones revives his career. Peyton, we asked you about this. Who is your submission for the guy you think could resurrect his career and become a legit player?
It's Justin Fields. I still believe in the guy. Like, look, I know the Bears record. It is what it is. But those Bears teams suck. Like, all around. Those were bad Bears teams. And Justin Fields, like, there were times where he would show a little bit of life. You know, he had a big run, big throw, a big comeback win. You know, it didn't happen often. But, and then when in his, I think, 5 or 6 starts with the Steelers last year before Russell Wilson took over the team, I mean, he went 4-2 as a starter. Like, he wasn't terrible last year as well, so I still believe he's in his mid-20s, 25, 26, I believe. So it's Justin Fields for me. I still think there's life in him.
Some of the other answers that we're getting here, Steve Fitt on the YouTube is going with Kenny Pickett. He might get an opportunity there in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson's situation that he has. 615 says, Will Levis, a.k.a. Mayo Boy. I like Levis. I still think if you watch a lot of what Levis did last year on tape, he had some really nice throws in there. Again, we're getting some Daniel Jones here. 469 is going with Mason Rudolph. What else do we have here? We got another Danny Dimes pick on here. Somebody else who was high on Zach Wilson. The Jets broke Aaron Rodgers. That's another 817 says Gardner Minshew. And then Phil from the 949 says he's going with Malik Willis. So, oh, look, Chop, somebody's still not letting go. 214 says Tim Tebow. That's one you can respect.
I can respect. I respect the hustle. I don't think Tebow's around very much longer.
Hold on to him. So, some interesting names there. I think Levis, Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, maybe Drew Lock, maybe. Like, I think all those guys could be in this group. I think Trey Lance is cooked. I think Pickett is not very good. Richardson's going to be tough. Mac Jones is going to be tough. But yeah, this is a. I think it's at least you're going to see one of these guys, I think, revive their career.
Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan Cross with the KNC Masterpiece coming up in about 10 minutes. I saw this story this morning. It's all over the news. Did you see? And this is Bobby's worst nightmare. There was a United Airlines flight from LA to Shanghai, China, that got about halfway there. Not quite halfway there, but had to turn around because the pilot, Peyton, forgot his passport. Could you imagine?
How far into the flight?
Let's see. It got...
Alex says it was 2 hours into the flight.
Two hours into the flight. That's 4 hours you've wasted.
So it was... I mean, they went, you know, a couple hundred miles off the coast and then flew back. So they took off at 2 o'clock. They landed at... So they took off from LAX at 2 o'clock. They landed in San Fran at 5 o'clock. So it was basically 3 hours. So they got 2 hours in, but since they went north, the way they had to come back, the curvature of the earth. Yes, that's why I said that. Flat earthers. The curvature of the earth. They went north. They were able to...
What's he doing when he realizes it? Is he just like feeling around his pockets like, oh no.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot my passport.
Like, where he doesn't need it to get on the plane? They don't check to get on the plane, I guess?
He's the pilot. They probably don't. They should.
Well, he's a pilot. They should just let him in the country, you know, regardless, but...
Well, that's not how that works. Yeah. That's not how that works.
I don't think I would...
He's a pilot. He's official.
But yeah, usually, but you know, they don't... They do a different... I assume pilots go through, like, their own type of security. So maybe he didn't need one to get through. Or maybe he was already through and he was connecting from somewhere else. I don't know how that works. But that's a wild story.
Yeah, this
that is Bobby's worst nightmare. Bobby hates flying anyway. And imagine having to land twice.
Yeah, if I had to land twice. And I'm sure they didn't say, attention passengers, the captain forgot his passport.
They didn't say anything.
I'm sure they just said,
found out later.
Guys, we're turning back.
This was a crew issue.
I'm not trusting that. Now, I'm not trusting if you're telling me we're turning around for a crew issue. I'm going to say, nope, that sounds like a bigger issue, which is this sounds like we're not secure. This is the second time United's been in trouble this week, Chop.
What was it?
Did you see the other one? A passenger says a United pilot forcibly removed him from an airplane bathroom, and he is now suing United. It was an Orthodox Jewish passenger, and he said a United Airlines pilot, maybe the same one, forcibly removed him from an airplane bathroom while he was experiencing... constipation. It exposed his private area to other flyers during a flight from Mexico to Houston. The man described his trip through allegedly unfriendly skies in a federal lawsuit this week against the airline and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, whose officers, he said, boarded the plane upon landing and took him away in handcuffs. The man and fellow Orthodox Jewish traveler said the pilot made disparaging remarks about their faith. They said they were forced to miss a connecting flight to New York City while the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers paraded them through an airport terminal, placed them in holding cells, and searched their luggage. So now United is having to deal with that. If it's not their pilots forgetting their passports, it's them ripping people off of toilets on the airplane there.
I have no idea how that happened, like the passport thing. The bathroom thing, someone had to have recorded that.
They must have landed and just he was not getting off the toilet, I imagine. That's what I would guess. Something like that.
There's cameras. There's cameras right there.
He said he told them I would finish up and be out momentarily. And the pilot was like, the hell you will.
Oh no.
And took him out.
You gotta get out. Wow. Yeah, you gotta let somebody, if they're in the bathroom, they're in the bathroom. Like, hey, I'm in the bathroom here, man. Leave me alone.
Fecal matter.
Let me do my business. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece is coming up next. Crossed out, the KNC match piece has arrived.
We're here
on 105.3 The Fan.
Hello.
Kevin and Corey have made their way into the studio. They have sat down. They put their headsets on.
Yeah, we're ready.
They're ready to talk.
This is a professional crosstalk.
Yeah, it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is coming up on the show?
Alec Medford is back, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all said you were tired of the payload and you wanted more Alec Medford. So we'll do AM on the FM at 11:20 today.
It's Peyton's favorite segment.
Puck around and find out at 10 o'clock. Right out of the gate. We'll
guess
talk
about hockey, right?
Yes.
Puck
is exactly the worst.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss the Mavs and Anthony Davis's return at 10:20.
All right.
And it's today the day that Evan Carter gets sent to the minors.
Oh, my gosh, guys. There is some new information.
You think Evan Carter's starting in the minors?
Yes, I do.
Woo.
We talked about that last
purposes,
week.
Though. Yeah, and I don't mean it. I'm not saying this is like, let's be shock jockey.
Hagelin literally said during the break, he said, I think we have the outfield version of Jabba Chamberlain.
No.
I think he's broken.
That's not true. We were singing in the break.
You were singing that. You were saying, I think we have the broken version. And you're doing
that. It just, you can lead him off in the minor leagues. Get him as many at-bats as you want. But a lot of at-bats, as opposed to, what's he going to be, eighth, seventh against right-handers?
I actually think... I think you can lead him off every inning if you want. I think
you might be thinking spring training versus minor league games. I don't think.
Well, no, if you send him to like the,
if you want to send him to like back to Arizona, then you could do that. But if you put him in the minor leagues, where remember he doesn't have like the most minor league experience in the world because he did so well, you could bat him lead off. Whereas opposed to here, he's going to be what, seventh or eighth against right handers and sit on the bench against left handers. I don't know if that's a good strategy.
I think it's a good idea. I think you should absolutely send a guy with a bad back to a place where he has to ride a bus. That's smart.
So. Instead, you're going to keep him in the major leagues where he can't hit left-handers?
He's going to have to.
That's not how it works. Are you the Cowboys GM? Oh, I paid them more money, so they're going to have to get better. That's not how that works.
I mean, you got to hit some lefties. This is the way you're a baseball player. You're professional.
Grow up.
Get up there. Keep your
Keep
your front shoulder closed. Go the other way.
Do it in the minor leagues where if you struggle, it doesn't hurt the big team.
That's a point.
Yeah, especially since Tavares is rocking right now with his four home runs.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Let's do a little. We did this thing we called Ask Reddit.
Is that
on
right?
On Tuesdays at 7:40.
I've heard it.
It's very popular.
We always have some leftovers that Bobby doesn't get to, so let's bring him Yahweh.
Do you think it's because he has too many questions?
Yahweh.
Is he not pacing the segment Yahweh's properly? Right. Why do we have leftovers on this?
Because we always do so many. Okay. Like I've usually got so many stacked up because I don't know how early Sean wants to get to it. Mm. So there's a chance we could run through eight and still have 3 minutes left.
So it's Sean's fault is what he's
saying. It's just I just need to be prepared for however long Sean wants the segment to be. All right. Let's start with you, Hagee, since you seem to have a lot to say today. And I feel like this is a really good one for you. What is a situation where being technically correct and acting accordingly still makes you a jerk?
Look.
You said, I think this is like apt to you.
No, I just think because Hagee is the kind of person who goes like, guys, look, it's the right thing to do. I'm sorry you guys don't like it. This is the right thing to do. That's all. I think that's his philosophy on life.
And like, obviously, I have dealt with this a lot as for me personally as an individual. But if somebody asks you, like maybe you're dating them or something, and they ask you if their body has changed, like maybe they've put on some weight, and you are just trying to be honest, and you say yes, and that is technically correct, but not the right thing to say, and that gets you in trouble.
My first thought on this one was talking honestly about the flaws of somebody at their funeral. Let everybody say their.
You weren't a fan of my funeral speech to my dad.
No, yours was good because you were. I think you laid it out there honestly. But I also think, based on what you said during some of the breaks, you also probably held back some of the more honest points you could have made.
Oh, for sure.
So, I remember
those notes.
I remember we were at a funeral one time, and we were all just. I remember everybody was up there saying like, "Oh, just the sweetest woman you ever met," and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, y'all know that's not true.
Yeah.
I loved her, but y'all know that's not true.
So we actually went through this exercise. I was talking to
But you can't say that, by the way, because then you're a jerk.
I was talking to my wife about if my mom died and what I would say, and I had some like kind of thoughts about that, and she goes, you know your mom would hate that, right? Please don't say any of that. And I was like, okay, gotcha.
You ever seen an ugly baby before?
Oh, yeah. Brandon was an ugly
baby. Every single one of them.
You ever said it?
Yeah.
I think they're all ugly.
I did.
I think most kids are, most babies are ugly too.
You know what makes it worse is when it's your kid. So
what?
Look. I thought Noah was adorable when he was born. When Brandon was born, I thought he looked really weird. I don't know if they just didn't clean all the goo off of him or what. I thought he looked weird. And everyone's like, oh, your baby's so cute. And I was like,
I mean, they all look like they either have a sunburn, dry skin, or alcoholism. Like that's they,
what?
They all look like that.
Do you remember the Slee Stacks from Land of the Lost?
Yes, I do.
I don't know what that you're talking about.
Okay, so there, when you see them, you're gonna go, "Oh yeah, I've seen something like that before." These were Slee Stacks from Land of the Lost.
Oh yeah.
My dad talked about the neighbor's baby when we were growing up and said that damn thing looks like a Slee Stack.
Oh my gosh!
And the next day, my younger brother went out and told the parents, my dad said, your damn baby looks like a Slee Stack. And we did not talk to that family for the duration of their time living in that house, which was 3 years.
Even if it was the correct thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not. You're being a jerk for saying it.
Yep, exactly. Can't do it. All right. Next one here. Corey.
Yeah, real quick, by the way. If you get into like an argument with like a kid or whatever, like over like they're trying to say, and you like say, no, you're not right on that one. You're wrong.
Yeah.
You kind of, even though you kind of look like a jerk, like just let the kid be.
That's true.
Oh yeah. Or checking irrational confidence in a kid.
Yeah.
I can do this. Is it? No, you can't. No, just slut. That may be
make
true.
Sure you stay employed.
That may be true.
You don't show me right now.
The amount of times I want to say to the kids that, no, you don't throw 75 at 12 years old. Like, just stop.
All right, Corey, as we're cycling through the last of the remaining Ask Reddit questions here during Crosstalk. Corey, what's a childhood snack that disappeared but you still think about?
I looked this up. Turtle pies. Do you remember turtle pies?
There's a subplot in an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia
episode.
I've known a few turtle pies.
Turtle pie. No, oh, I don't know exactly
don't
what
know
that
what
means.
That means either.
I don't either. It just sounded like it would maybe be a little edgy.
I don't know what turtle pie is.
Ninja Turtles had a little snack, and it was the vanilla pudding powder turtle pies with a green shell.
Oh, I do remember those. Yeah.
And I don't remember those at all.
My mom got them for us a few times whenever we were in school, and I haven't had them since because they've been discontinued.
It's not a snack. It's a drink. It's Ecto Cooler.
Ecto Cooler,
yeah. I didn't love those, but yeah. People love those.
All right.
But they are coming back.
Are they?
Yeah, this year.
Oh,
is there a new Ghostbusters movie? That would make sense.
They just had one last year, right? So I don't know if you guys remember this. I feel like not very many people do. Do you remember the fruit wrinkles? They were like little fruit snacks, but they had little wrinkles in them, hence the name.
Yeah, those were good.
I thought those were
raisins.
Really good. Yeah, kind of, except like not anything.
They tasted good, yeah.
Resulting in actual produce from the earth stuff.
I saw something earlier as I was scrolling through, and it was some sort of like little pudding snack, and it was a bear holding it, and it said barely any fat, and I was like, that was the sell to the kids at the time. Like, was there's not like much fat in this.
Kids are really conscious about that.
The kids are just gonna see the bear and the pudding, and then the parent sees barely any fat and goes, okay, fine, we'll buy them. It's good split marketing there. For me on this one, it was the and they may have brought this back, but it's not the same. I think they brought it back. Sprite Remix was incredible. When Sprite Remix first dropped, about 03, it was so good. And then also a little bit before that, the original 3D Doritos.
Yes! Those were awesome. So good.
And they revived them, but they were not the same. Yeah. They were different flavors, and I was very upset.
Is it because
upset.
They didn't come in the little like single serve canister anymore that it felt like you were sending like a document up the tube?
Yeah.
But instead it had 3D Doritos in it?
Adrian and I kind of discussed this over the weekend for some reason. Pizza Rios was the one that like, oh, I love those pizza chips. They tasted terrible to me. They just tasted like oregano and powder. But she loved
them. What's wrong with oregano?
Kristen's answer for this for years was the Dungaroos. She
the
missed
Dunkaroos?
Those. Yeah, she missed those for forever. That thing was the, they brought those back though a couple years ago, and she was like, these don't taste the same. So I don't know if they're messing with stuff or if it's just nostalgia.
I think Martinhouse did a Dunkaroo beer. Yeah, I think they made a Dunkaroo beer a while back.
Kevin Hagelin, you're a smart person.
I guess. Is he?
What are signs that's that a person fair. Is genuinely unintelligent?
A lot of times it's when they talk the loudest in like a big group setting because they're like trying to assert their...
I'm right here.
That's not... Literally going,
right here.
That's not what that guy.
I didn't mean you. I mean in a social setting. It's your job to talk in this setting. In a social setting, if they talk loud and sometimes first, you're like, no, that person.
Again, that is Poppy. Yeah.
I'll tell you the answer on this one for me that immediately sprang to mind. Fair. When you cannot comprehend or give an answer for a hypothetical. Like when somebody's trying to just throw a hypothetical to you and they just can't process the idea of, this is a hypothetical, guys. Just answer the damn question.
How much do you hate the people who are like, I don't want either one of those things? Well, yeah, no freaking kiss.
Yeah. I wouldn't do either.
Every time Kevin's
like, hey, here's a choice. I'm like, I don't have to make that choice.
Jess does that too. She's like, I don't want either one of those things. And I was like, that's the point of a hypothetical, or else it'd just be a regular conversation.
Yeah, neither. I'm not doing that. Or like the one where it's, you're telling somebody like, hey, imagine you you had eggs for breakfast. But I didn't have eggs for breakfast. I know that's not the point.
Well, I said imagine.
Imagine you had eggs for breakfast this morning, but I don't even like eggs. Okay, please, just for, that'll get me worked up faster than anything else is when somebody just cannot deal with like, all right, I'm telling you, just strip away. We're in a different reality. Just
it's
take
good
the question
John Lennon song
for
too.
What it is. Yeah, exactly.
Mine is, and Kevin is very trusting of me. So I can tell him things and he'll just believe me.
Oh, no.
But no, and that's okay. But generally, because you trust me. But if you just meet somebody and you tell them something and they just believe you without asking any questions or they don't want to know more, I generally think they're either they're not smart or they don't care. And then the other one is if they have a difficult time expressing themselves without getting mad. People that don't know how to
again,
like say words.
Right here.
Well, they don't know how to say words.
Shut up, Choppy.
And they're like, I don't know how the word to describe how what I'm trying to say, and you can't figure it out, and you're stupid, and I hate you now.
All right.
I think, like, I don't know that this is necessarily they're connected, but anyone whose entire existence is based around, like, politics.
Politics.
I don't think I've found anyone whose entire...
What if they're a politician? Does that make a difference? Or
I said what I said.
Oh.
If your entire existence is politics, I've generally found that you're a moron.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know about moron. I just would never want to hang out with you.
No, I think you're genuinely a moron.
I know there's some smart people who are upset. Like, that's everything to them. It's just to me, it's like, all right, you're no fun, though. I don't want to
relax,
be around
like,
you.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. It'll be fun. It's the KNC masterpiece. Very nice. And
Crosstalk, good job.
Yeah, we had one left too, I think, and we didn't even get
my
to
my answer
it.
To that is respect.
Very good. I don't even know what that is. But
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I don't even know what the question was. But all right, KNC masterpiece next to the fan.